Israel is at war. It's a bloody, costly war. So how do we pray? Well, there's many prayer strategies we could employ and deploy at such a time as this. Ultimately, we need to rely on Scripture and the leadership of the Holy Spirit, who knows how to pray when we don't. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Praying the News. On today's broadcast, we're going to deploy a defensive prayer strategy for Israel from the pages of Scripture. Remember, God's word never returns to him void. It always accomplishes what he sends it to do, and he wants to send his word through us in the form of prayer. Let's yield to him. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Awakening Prayer Hubs. We're standing with Israel and for revival and awakening in the nations of the earth. Join us at awakeningprayerhubs.com. Now let's get into the message. Iran wants to wipe Israel off the map. I'm here to tell you boldly, it's not going to happen. It cannot happen. However, many lives have been lost and will be lost in Israel and among the Palestinians at the hand of an Iran-backed, Hamas-driven terrorist attack. And make no mistake, I have to repeat myself, Israel is going nowhere. God is with Israel now, just as he was with Moses when the Egyptian army was chasing the Israelites to the edge of the Red Sea. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has made a covenant with Israel, and Israel will not go anywhere. But lives are being lost, and we need to pray. But we need to pray from a heart posture, not of fear, but a heart posture of victory. Let me just assure you that God is with Israel now, just as he was with Esther when she exposed Haman's wicked plans to extinguish the Jewish race. God is going to show up strong for Israel. Yet lives will be lost, and we need to pray. God is with Israel now, just as he was with Joshua when Joshua asked God, "Let the sun stand still." God is with that nation, and yes, lives are being lost. And yes, we need to pray. And yes, we're seeing a Middle East war that could lead to World War III. This goes beyond Israel. We need to pray without ceasing for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to pray that they will do their part so that God can do his part. Remember Jehoshaphat? He didn't have to go to war, but he just marched around worshiping. I don't know yet what the strategy is. I don't know what God is going to do, but God is going to do something. God will bless you for praying for Israel in this end times war. And I want to give you seven scriptures, seven promises from the word of God that God will defend Israel. That doesn't mean they don't lose lives. It doesn't mean they don't lose a battle. You see in scripture, Israeli lives were lost in battles that were fought, but God was with them. And I want to give you these seven scriptures to pray because it's critical that we pray with an understanding that God is going to show up. God is going to move. God is going to do something. The real Iron Dome is prayer. Let's get into these scriptures. Genesis 12, verse 3. "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall the families of the earth be blessed." Anyone who is cursing Israel is not going to fare well. It's not going to work out well for nations, dictators, anybody that curses is not going to, it's not going to work out well. It's not going to, but those who bless Israel, is going to. So we bless Israel by praying for Israel. You will see a blessing in your life by praying for Israel. Isaiah 41, verses 10 through 12. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Behold, all that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish." Here again, so you curse Israel, you're going to be cursed. Those who contend with Israel are going to be ashamed and confounded. It's going to happen. This is the word of the Lord. And you might say, well, Israel is a secular nation. They're not. No, no, no. There's a remnant in every nation crying out to God. And we are interceding for Israel. Isaiah 54, verses 15 and 17. Love this. One of my favorite scriptures. Whoever assails you will fall. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. This is a promise to Israel. We take it as our own, as Gentile believers grafted, and we take it as our own, and we can do that. But this was made to Israel. This promise was made to Israel. Zechariah 2, verse 8. For this is what the Lord God Almighty says. After the glorious one has sent me against the nations that have plundered you, for whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye. Israel is the apple of God's eye. Can you imagine the apple of your eye? That's the center part, poking God in the eye. When people poke at Israel like this, when they kill Israelis, unprovoked war, it's like poking God in the eye. Do you not think that's going to cause an issue? God is going to defend Israel. That doesn't mean we shouldn't pray. We must pray. God is using our prayers. Angels hearken to the voice of our word, his word in our mouth. Deuteronomy 33, verse 29. Blessed are you, Israel. Who is like you? A people saved by the Lord. He is your shield and helper and your glorious sword. Your enemies will cower before you, and you will tread on their heights. Israel's enemies will ultimately cower before Israel. It's going to happen. But we pray. We've got to pray. We've got to pray. We don't just throw up our arms and say, oh, the Bible says, the Bible says. No, we use the scripture to pray so that God can act in accordance with his word. He uses people on the earth to stand in the gap. He told Ezekiel, looked for a man that would stand in the gap, couldn't find one. And Isaiah says, I was astounded. I couldn't find anybody to pray. We are praying people. Isaiah 46, verse 4. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. That's a promise to Israel. I don't know how God's going to do it. I'm hoping he'll tell me. I'd love to know, but I don't need to know. I just need to know it's going to happen. Psalm 121, verses 4 and 5 and 7. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. Now, I know there's casualties on both sides. This is not pleasing to God. But I also know that there are promises beyond these that indicate that God will defend Israel. It's the only Jewish state in the world. And so we're praying without ceasing at Awakening Prayer Hubs. We do have a ministry in Israel, and we are praying for our leader there, and we're praying for the nation. We're praying for the Palestinians too, because God wants them saved. Would it be wonderful if some of them would just have an encounter with God? Amen. Nothing is impossible with him. So Awakening Prayer Hubs, I want you to join with me in prayer for Israel. We're a revival-minded intercessory prayer movement in the nations. Join the movement. Join a hub, sponsor a hub, launch a hub at awakeningprayerhubs.com. And join with me in prayer for Israel. Pray those seven scriptures. Pray them out and watch what God does. God's going to get the glory in Jesus' name. These are just a few of the scriptures promising God will defend Israel. And we must continue to use the word like a sword, like a hammer, and like fire. We must continue to stand in the gap. Remember, this is not just about Israel. We're on the verge of World War III. Let's stay sober-minded and vigilant because the enemy is roaming and raging in the nations. I hope you'll join me in this stand. Listen. Launch a hub, join a hub, or sponsor a hub today at awakeningprayerhubs.com. Until next time, keep praying the news. Also, give us a 5-star review and please share this with your friends. We need to get the word out. God bless you.